FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We never money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Latest Auditor General's report reveals widespread financial mismanagement in local councils. Concord refuses to grant conservatory orders on Bill 7. In global news, DAFC rebels announce conditional withdrawal from Uvira amid peace pressure. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezinamwenga with the afternoon news at 13 hours. The details. The Auditor General's report on the accounts of local authorities for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has revealed systematic failures in revenue collection and accountability, including uncollected fees, unaccounted for funds, and weak valuation role management. The audit further reveals misapplication of funds, unspent grants, and overemployment of staff, pointing to weak internal controls, poor expenditure planning, and non-compliance with public finance regulations. In addition, the report exposes widespread neglect of public assets and essential services, including street lighting, firefighting equipment, motor vehicles, and public properties. The findings also cite inadequate waste management systems and lack of essential equipment, further heightening risks to public health and environmental sustainability, among other irregularities. Commenting on the report, Acting Auditor General Ron Mwamba has expressed concern that these shortcomings directly deprive local authorities of vital resources required to deliver essential services to communities. Dr. Mwamba notes that such practices undermine fiscal discipline and place local authorities under severe financial strain, limiting their ability to meet statutory and contractual obligations. To address these irregularities, Dr. Mwamba has called for strengthened governance structures, improved financial discipline, and urgent corrective action across all local authorities to safeguard public resources and restore confidence in local government. The Constitutional Court has dismissed an application by the Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, 5 civil society organizations and church mother bodies who were seeking to set aside a single judge decision that quashed their legal challenge to the constitutionality of Bill 7 and to obtain conservatory orders. A full bench of the court this morning dismissed the application to stop the enactment of Bill 7 because it has been overtaken by events. The matter was heard yesterday, during which lead counsel for the petitioners, Linda Kasonde, urged the court to grant conservatory orders to suspend any further action on the amendment process pending determination of the case. She submitted that the relief being sought included the suspension of all activities of the technical committee and a restraining order preventing the state from taking further steps in the amendment process, arguing that continued activity would cause irreversible harm. The application arose from an earlier decision by a single judge who dismissed the petitioner's challenge on the grounds that it lacked merit. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha asked the court to dismiss the application despite claims of urgency, arguing that it was improperly placed before the bench and lacked a proper legal foundation. In more news, 2 candidates have so far successfully filed their nominations ahead of the Chawama parliamentary by-election slated for 15th January 2025. The first candidate to successfully file was independent aspirant George Mwenya, who is backed by the Ichavaiche movement. Mr. Mwenya filed his nomination at about 09:30 hours and has pledged to engage professional engineers to address the long-standing flooding problem in the area. He has also promised to continue development projects initiated by former Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu.
Once elected as a member of parliament, I'm going to ensure that we engage a team of professionals, engineers who are going to come, assess the area, and then get to plan for us. Because the challenge that we have at the moment is that the people are given contracts to work on the drainage system. Most of them are party cadres. People aligned to the loading party. For both, the PF and also the UPND, it has been the same thing. So we want to ensure that we engage a team of professionals who are going to assess the area and then get to advise us on how best we can do a proper drainage system. Because right now, if I can tell you, this is rain season, but you find people, working on a drainage system.
And Exodus Party for Peace and Prosperity candidate Alfred Ndweni has also successfully filed his nomination and has pledged to deliver meaningful development to the people of Chawama.
That's what I say. I stay here. My kids, more long distance, just to access education. For example, in the ward where I come from, which is Ikoloma Ward 1, there is no government. The whole Koloma Ward 1 is more than 40,000 registered voters. There is no government school. Kids have to cross these roads, dangerous roads, to access education. So, of course, number one priority is education, schools.
However, National Democratic Congress NDC candidate James Piri, who entered the nomination room at 10:40 hours, was not successful as his papers were not in order and he was advised by the returning officer to reorganize and resubmit them. Meanwhile, Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Commissioner, retired General Vincent Mukanda, has described the nomination so far as peaceful, adding that 16 candidates are expected to file in their nominations today.
Candidates are coming in. We hope that it will continue like this. We have a total of 16 candidates that on the but we hope that by 1600 hours we will have attended to most of them. Even if they come beyond 16, but they are within the center, we are going to attend to them.
In other stories, constitutional lawyer Nelulu Melissa has called on government to publish the delimitation report in the Government Gazette by January next year, instead of waiting for the dissolution of Parliament. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Mr. Melissa says early publication of the delimitation report will allow electorates to make informed decisions on where they will vote in the 2026 general elections. He has also proposed the enactment of a Delimitation Act to help Zambians clearly understand how the delimitation exercise will be conducted, noting that a clear legal framework would enhance transparency and public awareness around the process. Mr. Melissa emphasized the need for government to apply the principle of equity in the delimitation exercise, arguing that the proposed additional constituencies to be added to the current 156 should be distributed fairly across the country to promote balanced representation and national cohesion.
Maybe this is an incentive for political parties to do well, because now it gives them a chance. Even if you can't get a constituency-based seat, but if you do very well on the presidential score, and let's say you get maybe 20% of the vote, and then it means you will get 20% of the proportional representation seats, which amounts to something, I guess.
Meanwhile, civil society activist Isaac Manza has proposed the enactment of the Political Parties Bill, which he says should compel political parties to adopt more women, youths and persons with disabilities in decision-making positions in order to promote inclusive governance. Moving on to global news, in a significant development in the long-running conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC,